The following is an encore episode of Hour 1 of the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. We hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Turley Frequency with Kevin Turley, a show for you and by you. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881, and share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now, your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Hello, and welcome to the Turley Frequency. This is the first show, and I hope not the last, of a new series here on Archangel Radio, broadcasting to you on 1410 AM and 94.5 FM, all across the southern Alabama area throughout the Archdiocese of Mobile. Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Kevin Turley, coming to you live from London. Yes, London, England, that is, not London, Mississippi or London, Ontario. There are many Londons in the North American continent. But I'm coming to you from merry old England and a very old and a very wet London this morning. No doubt you'll get bored listening to me lamenting the weather in this country. It's not the rain. It's the damp. It gets into your bones and into your brains. Anyway, welcome to the Turley Frequency. So listen, you're in Alabama and I'm in London, and through the wonders of the internet and the miracles of the Holy Spirit, we have ended up meeting this morning together. Can't be bad, can it? So, welcome, welcome, welcome. I bid you thrice welcome to this show. Why do I bid you welcome three times? Well, not all gods are the same. You can work that one out. Today is November 7th, 2022. The year of our Lord, 2022. And listen, before I came on air, I was doing some hunting around to find out who was the saint for today. Because I had a chat earlier with the program director here at Archangel. And I said it was the Feast of St. Wilfrid here in England. Well, I misinformed her. It's not. It's the feast of a disciple of St. Wilfrid, St. Willibrord is his name. And I'll tell you a little bit about him later in the show, maybe. But he's much more interesting than I initially thought. much more interesting. But what I couldn't find, even though I looked it up on the US CCB liturgy calendar, I couldn't find any saints for the United States. So I guess we can have any saint we like today. So I'm invoking all the saints of broadcasting. St. Maximilian Kolbe, who's the patron saint of radio. St. Gabriel, who's also a saint of radio. And I think we can probably chuck in people like Fulton Sheen. I know he's not a saint. I know he's not a blessed. I know. But we can still ask for his help today. So, as I said, my name is Kevin Turley. Through the miracles of the internet, I am with you this morning. This show has come about, I guess, because I appeared a few times on Archangel Radio on LA Catholic Morning, which you were probably listening to before I came on air. And they said, well, you think you know so much about radio. Why don't you take a go at it? Have a go. And I said, okay, that sounds good, but how are we going to do it? Anyway, they worked it all out, the good people at Archangel, and made this possible. And I'm amazed we've got this far, but I'm really, really grateful to them, and I'm so excited about being with you. Because never mind who I am, an Irishman lost in the radio somewhere in southern Alabama, never mind all that. No, the real question on my mind is, who are you? Yes, you. You see, I may be the radio host, right? I may be the host of this talk radio show. But if any of you have ever had a party and you're the host, you kind of know what you need, right? You need guests. You need people to show up. And I need you to show up. Because, yes, this show is going to be like some shows that you've heard on the radio before. Yes, we're going to have guests. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have lots of fun and interesting topics, all laced with Catholicism to some extent or other, all through the Catholic lens. Of course, we're going to have all of that and much more besides. We're also going to pray. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. We're also going to have some stories, some great stories that are going to help us in our faith and in our life, but hopefully going to entertain us and enlighten us at the same time. But my question remains, who are you? Who is listening to this? And how are you listening to it? You see, I'm going to let you into a little secret, and don't hate me for it. I've never been to Alabama, except in my imagination. I have traveled there in the last few months many times in my imagination. I have walked the streets of Mobile and driven around Fairhope in my imagination. But as yet, I have yet to meet you all. So, through the miracle of radio, I want to encounter Mobile, Alabama, Southern Alabama, the Archdiocese of Mobile, and everybody in it. And this is the way we do it in this show, on this platform. Now, I don't know who you are. I don't know whether you've just dropped the kids off from school and you're driving home in your car and you're listening thinking, what is this? Or whether you're sitting having a cup of coffee on your porch listening to your radio and you're thinking, who is this? I don't know. I want to know, though. And we have a call-in telephone number specially designed for you. 888-928-0881. You can call this show anytime you like. This show is your show. You're the missing ingredient, if you like, to this show. Without you, there's no show. The director of programming told me before I came on air, Kevin, if you don't get calls, you'll be off the air next week. What am I to do? I need your help. Can you help out? Call in. 888-928-0881. Now, if you're somebody who doesn't call radio stations, perfect. I'm even more interested in what you have to say. If you're somebody who loves calling radio stations and giving your two penneth on everything, fantastic. I want to hear from you too. There is no subject out of bounds, except for anything the FCC says we can't broadcast. Anything in this world falls within the remit of the Catholic, if you ask me. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let me explain by an example. You've all heard of the great English convert Catholic writer, G.K. Chesterton. Now, Chesterton was a prolific writer, wrote about everything, and he wrote everything. He wrote poems, he wrote plays, he wrote short stories, he wrote novels, he wrote detective stories. He wrote more journalism than I could ever read in my whole life, fills volumes. And somebody once said to him, the problem with you, Gilbert, is you don't write enough about our Lord. Do you know what his answer was? Everything I write is about our Lord. And when somebody says to you, that show, that Turley frequency thing on Archangel Radio, it's all about nothing and but it's not about our Lord. Well, the answer is, it's all about our Lord. It's all about our Lord. But you have to have eyes to see. You have to have ears to hear. And that's why we're here. So what is this Turley frequency, I hear you asking? Well, it's a radio show. Now, that may seem self-evident, but in this day of multimedia, I think it's important to distinguish what a radio show is, right? We're not a TV show. We're not a simulcast. There's a terrible tendency here in the UK at the moment to have radio stations pretending to be television stations and broadcasting on the internet while they're broadcasting on the normal frequencies of FM and AM. And you know what? It doesn't work. 9 times out of 10, it doesn't work. Why? Because radio is a totally different medium. Wouldn't you agree? It's a totally different medium. It's to do with the mind, not the eyes, and not just the ears. It's to do with the mind. Classic radio knew this. They used to talk about the theater of the mind. And that's what our currency is here this morning. It's the theater of the mind. And you can take us anywhere. You can be listening as you're driving. You can be listening while you're getting up. You can be listening while you're in the shower. You can be listening while you're out walking, running, taking the dog out, taking the rubbish out. Sorry, garbage. I'll get used to the language. You can do whatever you want with radio. Radio is intimate. Radio is a companion, and I am here for the next 2 hours to keep you company. That's all. Just, I hope, a friendly companion for the next 2 hours. So we are radio. We're not a podcast. We're not a YouTube. We're not a simulcast. We're none of these modern accretions. We are live radio, which, in my humble opinion, is the best of the best. Why? Because it's live. You can hear all my mistakes live on air. Right. The director of programming can hear all my mistakes live on air. But you can also join. And you know what? The great thing about live radio is the unexpected can happen. You see, when I turn on the mic this morning and I'm talking to you, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to call in. We don't know which bit of this show is going to impact on you or me. We don't know if I'm going to be pulled off the air before the 2 hours are up, but we shall see. Now, we're live radio, but we're also Catholic radio. Make no mistake about it. Now, if you're listening and you're not a Catholic, you are welcome. We are, here at Archangel, an equal opportunities listener. Right. Everyone is welcome to this party. Whether you're a Catholic, dyed in the wool, whether you're a Catholic, slightly fraying at the edges, whether you're a Catholic who's drifted away, whether you're a Catholic in name only, whether you're Christian, born again, Southern Baptist, Northern Baptist, doesn't matter. You're welcome. You are welcome. Because what we're trying to give you is first and foremost good radio, but through a Catholic lens. So we have two hours together, and what are the component parts? Well, the first hour of the show is going to always be a kind of mix of things. Now, you've got to think of this show a bit in distinction from the hour you've just heard of LA Catholic Morning. LA Catholic Morning is your newspaper, right? Delivered in your box each morning, and it gives you the news, the views, gets you up to date on what's happening in the world. The Turley frequency broadcasts the world's yet unknown. We're interested in everything and anything, but we're more of a magazine than a newspaper, okay? So if you want to hear the latest election results or the latest economic forecasts, you're probably best to tune in LA Catholic Morning. Great show every morning. Here, it's a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more different, a little bit more off the grid, so to speak, off the radio grid. But we like it that way, right? Because you know what? Man and woman can't live on 24-hour news cycles alone. Nobody can. And the way the world is at the moment, we all need a break. Now, we don't need escapism, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, about escapism and Catholicism and in relation to the holy souls. But this isn't escapism. It's just a different way of looking at the world. But we look at the world through the eyes of faith, through the eyes of our Lord. And that gives us hope. That gives us courage. That gives us the willingness to face whatever the world's going to throw at us. But it also gives us joy. Gives us joy. You know, going back to G.K. Chesterton, he said two things were necessary to have a happy life in this world. Do you know what they were? Two things. One was humility. We all need humility, right? I don't know about you, but once your pride gets puffed up, always ends in a car crash, right? It always ends in a disaster. When I know best, let me tell you, join the dots, right? The other thing, other than humility, is humor. G.K. Chesterton said, humor and humility are the bedrock of a happy life. Well, this show is humility in its truest sense, which is honesty, truth, looking at the world as honestly as we can, but in humor as well. We need humor. We were given humor. Humor is a gift of God, if you ask me. I don't think that's de fide. I don't think you'll find it in the catechism per se, but I don't think there's any harm in it. Why? Because if you look at all the other creations in this world that God made, not a lot of them have humor. I know hyenas are supposed to laugh, but their jokes aren't very funny. I think our jokes are better. And that's because we were given intellect. We were given minds. We were given the joy of the perception of being ultimately children of God. And that's something to rejoice in each day. And that's what this show is about. So we're not running away from the difficulties of life, not at all. But we're not beaten by them either. So that's the first hour. It can be everything, anything. The top of the second hour is prayer. Have you heard of the Divine Mercy Chaplet? Well, stick around. You're going to hear a lot about it in the coming days. Divine Mercy Chaplet was given to St. Faustina in the 1930s. It was suppressed, and then it came back under John Paul II. And it is now everywhere, as far as I know. It's a very, very popular devotion, and it's great for the radio. Why? Because there's the wonderful five decades, similar to the rosary, right? All you need is a rosary, and then you have five decades. And what I'm offering to you is this. We've got five decades, and the five lucky people that phone in can have that decade prayed on air for them. Now, you don't have to pray it with me on air. I'm going to have a prayer partner each day who's going to pray with me. But we can pray for your intention each day. Now think about it. I don't know about you, but there's always something or someone to pray for. Whether it's a sick and ill family member, somebody who's dying in this month of the Holy Souls, whether it's a child who's drifting away from the faith or confused by the modern ideologies, or whether it's somebody who has drifted away and you want them to come back, whether it's a marriage in difficulty or you're thinking about getting married, whether it's the job you're in and the boss that you just can't stand, or looking for a new job, trying to discern what your vocation is in life. That's what we're going to be praying for. Listen, this is the best offer you're going to get all day. People praying for your intention. And there's going to be a community of people praying together on the radio for your intention. Listen, I'm trying to stop myself from filling every single one of those slots every single day with intentions because I've got stacks, right? But we're going to pray for each other. And in the final bit of the day, well, it's kind of story time. It's that time to pour yourself that extra glass of coffee or whatever it is and sit back for 10, 15, 20 minutes and just listen to a story. Just let your mind wander in the true sense of the theater of the mind. Close your eyes because you know what they say about radio? The best pictures are on radio. And it's true because your mind, if it's engaged with your emotions, becomes the most potent force that no Disney Plus, no Paramount Plus can even get close to. So that's the idea. Now, you might think, well, that sounds great. Can you stick around? Stick around. We've got 2 hours for this. All right. Now, this morning, it's kind of just sort of getting to know. We don't have a guest this morning. So we're sort of gradually getting to know each other a little bit. But it's a two-way thing. 888-928-0881. I need to know who you are. Now, the other thing is this. When people sometimes phone in on the radio, they think they have to have lots of important things to say. On this show, you don't. You can phone in and say, hi. Nice to meet you. Let me say hi from Mobile or from Fairhope or from wherever else you are in this wonderful part of the world in Alabama. Phone in and tell me about it. Tell me what your favorite diner is. Tell me what your favorite movie is. Tell me what the last book you read that really inspired you. Tell me about your parish. Tell me about the wonderful things happening in your parish. Talk to me about anything you like here on the Turley Frequency, live and exclusive on Archangel Radio. So how does that sound? Listen, you're going to enjoy this. And I'm going to say to you now, you're going to get used to this. and you're going to get used to me, but I'm never going to get used to you because I'm constantly intrigued by who you are and why you're here. Okay. Let's leave it at that for the moment. We're going to go for a break in a minute. When we come back, I'm going to change gears and I'm going to talk to you about the Holy Souls, because this is November, after all, the month of the Holy Souls.
Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881 and share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Hello and welcome back to the Turley Frequency here live and exclusive on Archangel Radio, 1410 AM and 94.5 FM. Frequency modulation. The Turley Frequency doesn't modulate though, not much. Now, as I said just before the break, the telephone number is 888-928-0881. I'm hoping Archangel Radio have paid the phone bill and that the phones are working. I'm not sure if we've had any calls yet, but I'm asking for a friend. I'm sure they will come through in a minute. Now, this month is November and it's the month of the Holy Souls. And it is a time when our thoughts pass to celebrate, remember the lives of our friends and family who have joined, who've passed away, and pray for their entry into the kingdom of heaven. One of the sadder things of modern life is the way in which people who die are canonized almost instantaneously. Have you noticed this? It's not the case, you know, not for us Catholics. We have to be slightly more humble about this, and we have to be in need of prayers of others and also to pray for those that have gone on before us. When I die, I would like to have as many masses said for me and as many rosaries, divine mercy chaplets and anything else going, I'll have it. I'll have the whole lot because we need it. We really do need it. And presumption is not a good thing in life, and it's certainly not a good thing in death. Now, I'm broadcasting you from London, which is an ancient city, very interesting city to live in. And I've lived here longer than I care to remember. In fact, it almost seems like there was no time before living in London. But one of the great things about London, and by the way, one of the joys which I want to celebrate and share with you, is to take you through the streets of London and to show you certain things, to tell you about the secret history of London, the Catholic history of London. And through this, the miracle and the joys of radio, we can do that. My job is to take you and paint the pictures that go into your mind over the airwaves, and you can be with me as I tell you some of the amazing stories of this city, which people just don't realize about the martyrs, but also about secret things and Catholic things. One of the things I'm looking forward to telling you about is how somebody who founded, one of the founding fathers of the United States, worked in a place in London inadvertently, not knowing that was one of the only place in London where Our Lady is supposed to have appeared in the medieval times. But that's for another day. What I want to talk to you about today is the cemeteries of London, of which there are very, very many. But there are some which are really impressive. Most of them date from the Victorian era, and they are a sight to behold. And these places, though, are quite vast, quite beautiful. But they're also places which testify to time and its passing. And they are a good place to meditate upon the four last things. So just the other day, I went to St. Mary's Cemetery, Kensal Green, not very far from where I'm broadcasting to you today. And whilst wandering through this urban valley of bones, I was reminded that it remains, as the Book of Maccabees says, a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, especially during November. During that month, when prayers for the faithful departed recall that we are bound to the holy souls and are as much in need of their prayers as they are of ours. Now, that's a slightly theologically, some people say that they can pray for us and we can pray for them. I'm not getting into that. We can pray for them. That's what we need to know. Now, some of these cemeteries in London are convenient cut-throughs from busy thoroughfare. People move from one route to another and pass past these wonderful Victorian edifices, often without giving a glance to anything that's there. But I did. And it was very instructive to look upon the inscriptions upon the headstones and monuments all around. Why? Because they detail the names, of course, and the dates. Dates of entry into this world and dates of exit. They're brief tags and phrases carved in stone that tell of people's lives, of a beloved husband, a much missed daughter, an infant who died soon after birth. Yet these inscriptions record little more than the date on which the one remembered entered this world and their date of passing from it. Even these on these Victorian graves are often obscured by lichen or worn away by the wind and the rain. That day when I was at St. Mary's, it was very clear who the wealthy people had been. Their graves were very visible, right? Great monuments. But, and here's the thing, when I went closer and looked at them, often they were rather neglected, crumbling before our eyes, holding only dust, just as much as the paupers' graves. The wealth that had bought these tombs could not and had not sustained them. You see, in graveyards, just as everything else in this world, everything withers and fades. The great and the good of yesterday are no more remembered today in those graveyards than the infants whose graveyards, gravestones, record but a few days. You remember the passage or the line in the book of Job which says, "We are born naked and leave this world equally so." What people don't often remember is the next bit in the Bible, which says, "But blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, St. Mary's Cemetery, where I was visiting the other day, is one of London's oldest post-Reformation Catholic cemeteries. It was consecrated in approximately 1858. And believe it or not, there are approximately 172,000 Catholics buried there. You heard that right, 172,000. This is a city of the dead. And I'm wandering around in the middle of it. And there are some very famous people buried there. The poet Francis Thompson, who, if you've ever read the poem, The Hound of Heaven, he's the author. And his grave is sadly neglected. Boy, it's crumbling. It took me ages to find it. And then when I found it, I couldn't understand what a state it was in. Not far from him, there's another writer. You ever heard of Fu Manchu, the series, the so-called Chinese, you know, sort of leader of the underworld or whatever it was back in the 30s? It became a TV or film series, etc. Sax Rohmer was the name of the author. Now, he wasn't Sax Rohmer in real life. His name was Arthur Ward, and he was a Catholic. Anyway, he's buried there. But there's others. There's spies. There's decorated war heroes. There's even Bonaparte princes buried beside the city, London's common poor. They're all here because what is here is a democracy of the dead. You know, there's an old joke. I don't know who said it, that everybody in the graveyard votes the same. It's true. Democracy of the dead. And the other thing which strikes me is they're all buried in indiscriminate ranks from different stations in life. So you do have the Bonaparte prince next door to the pauper's grave. This universal brotherhood of the dead makes for an interesting meditation, sobering thoughts on the sense of connectedness with the living and the dead. And also a sense that really all that matters are the four last things. And that sense of judgment, death and judgment often elude us away from somewhere like a graveyard. If you go into London pubs, there's laughter, there's gaiety, there's lights, there's... Or when we're out walking on a summer's day with friends and the sun is upon our faces, we can forget that we are mortal. Now, I'm not here to dwell in a morbid sense upon graveyards and the dead and all of that in a kind of gothic horror sense. Not at all. Because you see, walking amongst those Catholic dead and their monuments, there was also a noticeable sense of tranquility. Strange, but true. A sense that here was an ending, a resting, a finality. For those lying in this place, there was nowhere further to go, nothing left to do. And yet, as the Catholic Church teaches us, we know there is another destiny that awaits this dust that once was living flesh. And that comes in the final resurrection of the dead. And that is something that we should keep in mind in this month of November. We're not simply remembering the dead, as painful as that is for some of us. We're also looking towards the resurrection, looking towards Easter. But in the meantime, the bodies of the departed, Catholic faithful, they await what is to come. And then that got me thinking. Maybe that's why some people find graveyards and graves and funerals really quite disturbing. Why? Because graveyards in particular mock wealth and rank. Earthly hopes and plans. Try telling that to someone in a graveyard. They show us that our mundane plans are all too temporary. It's as if the faces of those stone angels that surrounded me looked at me and us in disbelief. Noting, it seems, the baubles with which we, the living but mortal, preoccupy ourselves, whilst the only real currency which we can buy eternity with is, sadly often, being frittered away. I came to the conclusion it was good to walk through a cemetery at this time of year, not just to get the requisite prayers said for those that had died and to visit the graves, and it's a good and wholesome thing to pray for the dead. It was good for me. It's a good antidote to that which ails us. Just think about the things that are on your mind this morning, the things that are weighing you down. I'm not taking away from those real problems and issues, and some of them will be real problems and issues. But in the light of eternity, and that's part of what we have to keep in mind, everything looks really quite small. The other thing which struck me walking past those graves was that the sense of time changes in a way that's often impossible in a city like London. A city which is busy, people don't have time, they're rushing to catch trains, tubes, rushing around, time is money, you know this stuff. It's very good sometimes to retreat from that world to the silent quarters of a graveyard. Maybe even it's beneficial from time to time, not just in November, to return there, to spend some time there. Especially at this time of year, though. And if possible, at twilight. Then, when staring at a grave, we recognize that the escapism on offer all around us rarely constitutes an escape. For time, like everything else, is marching on to its inevitable conclusion. Time is almost like an arrow pointing us towards this ending. But, and here's the thing, for we Catholics, the grave is never the end of the story. You see, we believe in a God who escaped the tomb, rose from it, transcended death, and is proclaimed the author of life. Looking across the many graves in St. Mary's, one can seem to catch a glimpse, if only for a moment, of what it is like, or what it will be like, on that much anticipated great day. Then those who lie in dust, whether encased in a grand tomb or in a humble unmarked grave, shall all hear the same trumpet blast, and with it, a summons to gather. You know, when I left that cemetery, left those stony angels watching me, the shadows of the crosses that were now very much on the ground, all silhouetted against the darkening evening sky, it was clear to me that cemeteries such as St. Mary's are not dismal relics of former glory. No sad tributes to what once was, but rather monuments to the eternal future, to the glory yet to come. Back after these words.
Welcome back to the Turley Frequency with host Kevin Turley. The phone lines are open, so call now at 888-928-0881. That's 888-928-0881. And share with us your thoughts and prayer intentions as we navigate this complicated world together. And now, your host of the Turley Frequency, Kevin Turley.
Hello and welcome back to Archangel Radio and the Turley Frequency that is emanating from it on 1410 AM, 94.5 FM. Good morning to you, and I bid you welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Turley Frequency. How are you doing? If you want to text the show, I should have said this at the start, actually. If you want to text the show, 251-928-2111. 251-928-2111. Do feel free to text the show as well. We're very interested in any form of modern communication, be it telephone, text, smoke signal, anything you like. Get in touch with us and we will very gladly speak to you, talk to you, communicate with you, interact with you.
Hey, Kevin, we did get one text in.
And
yes. This is Lucy from Fairhope. She asks, why do you talk funny? And do you think people from Alabama have an accent? So.
Well, Lucy, I'm so glad to hear from you. If some sort of prize for the first person to contact the show, you would get it straight away. Why do I talk funny? Well, I suppose I talk funny because I come from a different part of the world to you, and I come from Ireland originally, from the north of Ireland in particular, and I have an Ulster accent, I suppose, and that is why I sound the way I do. Do I think Alabama people have an accent? You know, is it? Don't hate me, but I kind of hear a southern accent. I have been to Texas. That's as far south as I got. And I know some people don't consider that the south, but Texas has a different accent to the south, I think. That's certainly, I could pick that up. But, I mean, the accent in Alabama, as opposed to, say, Georgia or Arkansas or these places, I would be hard-pressed to differentiate so far. But you know what? If you call in on 888-928-0881, I'll get to know the Alabama accent better. And I mean, if for no other reason you're listening to this show now, just phone in and let me hear something of the Alabama accent. Phone in and say Hail Mary, or phone in and say Eternal Rest grant unto them, O Lord, let perpetual light shine upon them. Now, if you can't understand what I'm saying to you, Lucy, and anybody else listening, that's of extreme importance to the director of programming here at Archangel Radio, because it may mean that the Turley frequency is one of the shortest running radio shows ever to be had in the history of the United States. If people can't understand what I'm saying, if you can understand what I'm saying, great. If you need subtitles, sorry, this is radio. What can we do?
You know, Kevin, I think people just are listening right now because they like to hear you speak. They like to hear you talk. You have that intriguing voice, like a Morgan Freeman that people just want to listen to. Maybe they're afraid to call. But
that's fine, Mike.
Right,
but you know what the definition of madness is?
What's that?
Talking to yourself.
I don't have the rim shot in just yet, but that would be that.
So listen, 888-928-0884. If you want to save me from incipient madness, phone in and speak to me. But the other thing I want to say before we get carried away is, look, the chaplet's coming up at the top of the hour. Have you thought about somebody who needs some prayers? Because we are here to give you some prayer support. If this was a military operation, we're like the aerial support coming in on the airwaves, and we have got prayers by the plenty for you. So come on, somebody who's ill, somebody who's sick, somebody who's bedridden, somebody who's suffering at work, somebody who's suffering in their marriage, somebody who's got a problem with X, Y, or Z, we're here to pray for you. But you know what? We can't pray for you if you don't tell us what it is. So text in 251-928-2111, or feel free to call in during the chaplet on 888-928-0881. And I'd love to say there's a prize for the first caller to the Turley frequency. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe the first prize will be a guided tour of London if you can ever get over here. How about that? So let's keep it rolling. So
we don't have the budget right now to send you, but when you do, if you do, you know.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that make that. Thank
it's
you,
all good.
Mike. By the way, this is Mike, our producer, who you will hear often on this show, especially as I get things wrong. I mean, one of the things, Mike, I wanted to ask you was before I came on, the director of programming said, make sure you mention Auburn.
Oh, no.
But before you answer, I caught it. She put the phone down, and that was the end of the conversation. And I thought, well, who is Auburn? Who is she?
She is the redheaded stepchild of Alabama, the rival of the Alabama football team here in the U.S. You know, we have college football, which we call here in the U.S., that's the real football. And we're in the midst of the college football season, and Alabama and Auburn have been playing each other since 1892, but in the early 1900s, there was a break for about a 40-year period. Then the rivalry resumed, and currently Alabama holds the lead in the win category in that series. I'm not sure the exact the number, but it's a lot.
So this is helpful. So yes. Auburn is a university that has a football
team. Auburn University, and it has a football team, yes.
And this is American football.
This is American football. It's our bitter rival.
So you play rugby with crash helmets.
in essence, with the ball, with the pig skin.
And does anybody watch this?
Oh, yeah. We've got hundreds, thousands, millions of viewers.
Millions of viewers. Wow.
Yeah.
For college football, wow.
Oh, why? So, hundreds of thousands, millions, yes.
This is separate to the NFL, right?
Yes. You got the college, and then the NFL is the professional where they get paid. Although now college has become, because of the whole name, image, likeness deal, high school football players can strike deals with, you know, whatever local business and, you know, get paid for their name, image, and likeness. and they're making millions. For example, Alabama starting quarterback Bryce Young, I think he's got over, $2 or $3 million. I mean, that's probably, $2 or $3 million at least in endorsement deals from different businesses, restaurants, car dealerships, you name it.
And this chap is still a student, is he?
He is. And I'm sure he'll make even more, once he gets into the NFL and, provided he's successful, which, he's Alabama's first QB to ever win the Heisman Trophy, which is the most covetous next to the national championship. The Heisman Trophy goes to the best player in college football that season. It's handed out every December. I'm surprised that sometimes they don't always wait till the bowl games, but it's at the end of the regular season, which is after the first week in December, before the bowl games get going on. The bowl games are a reward. If you win six games at least, you get into a bowl, and they are a reward for a great season. And those bowl games are sponsored by different businesses. I don't know if you've heard of here in America, we have, for example, Outback is a well-known Australian restaurant. So we've got the Outback Bowl, Allstate Insurance, is an insurance company.
I've heard of the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl is considered the granddaddy of them all.
Is that sponsored by flower manufacturers of the United States?
Probably so.
Or maybe maybe it's
Pasadena,
flour,
California.
Making cakes. Is it the people who you can make a cake with this bowl? I mean, that's probably closer to the point.
They have, Kevin, every every January 1st, every New Year's, they have the Rose Bowl Committee in Pasadena, California, puts on a parade, and so that parade's been going on since, I want to say, I think it was 1912. Like I said, it's the oldest bowl game. That's why they call it the granddaddy of them all.
Right. So at the moment, would Auburn be one of the major college football teams in the whole of the United States?
They are a major college football team, one of the blue bloods, I guess you could say, the old standard. But they are having a rough season right now, and they're looking for their second, third coach. Yeah, they're looking right now for their third coach in 3 years. So they're having a bit of a rough time, but they'll get through it. Alabama's gone through their share of head coaches and hiring and firing, things that coaches that didn't work out for them. So. Let me tell you too, Kevin. Colleges pay top dollar for their coaches. I know that, for example, Texas A&M, which is another college football program, their head football coach, who's having a rough season, his buyout. Kevin, get this. His buyout is $95 million. So if they want to fire him, they've got to pay him $95 million. He's had the same, if not worse, record than the previous coach that they fired. They're having the worst season that they've had since the early 1980s.
Where do I apply for these jobs?
Well, first you might want to try to apply for the Auburn football coach.
Yeah, if I could spell it, I would. If I knew where it was, I would. $95 million. Wow.
Yeah,
that's even more than on my contract with Archangel.
Yeah. We've got quite the buyout for you.
No, they've got a kick out for me. They're just going to boot me out. Listen, they're going to boot me out if nobody calls. 888-928-0881 or text. Lucy, thank you so much. St. Lucy, you texted 251-928-2111. Now, I hope somebody's going to call or text for the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Otherwise, I'm going to have all the prayers for myself, and that doesn't seem fair. Or we'll pray for Mike as well, actually.
Thank you.
And the director of programming, because, it's not easy. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. So listen, Mike, this football lark sounds like great fun. Did you play football in college?
I did not. I did a lot of theater in college. That was my major. I enjoyed it. Played a lot of great roles and had a blast. I got into theater, and I also did a lot of voice acting. Mm-hmm. One of the first jobs I did was playing a character. I do a lot of animation work, a lot of impressions. One of the first characters I did was a character called the Potato Con, and it was kind of like a Don Rickles type character for this show called MTV Celebrity Deathmatch, and it was a lot of fun. My character fought this other character called Benny Trauma, who is a Japanese sous chef, and my character won. It was a lot of fun. So, but that was a popular show. That was a popular show in the mid to late 90s. It was a claymation show, and wow. So they had different celebrities.
So Eddie Murphy. Would you say comedy is your thing, Mike?
I guess you could say that.
Well, it's kind of a shame you ended up on this show then with me.
I know. How far I've fallen.
I don't suppose you ever did any stand-up, did you?
I did do stand-up. I did.
You didn't, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh, wow.
I was a comedian.
That's the hardest gig, right?
It's tough. It was tough, especially where I started. Because I started at the world famous Comedy Store in Los Angeles, which I tell every comedian when you're starting out, don't go there. don't go there just yet. I was blessed. Polly Shore's mom, God rest her soul, Mitzi Shore, she owned the place. And it used to be the comedy club, comedy store, used to be a place called Ciro's. It was an old 1940s, 50s music joint. And the Rat Pack, several big bands played there. And but anyway, after about a couple of months after living in L.A., I was blessed with the opportunity to do a showcase, a stand-up in front of Mitzi Shore. And I was made a paid regular, which meant I got paid to perform in the original room and the main stage and just try out my material. And my name is, in fact, on the wall at the world famous comedy store. So I'm wow. blessed to be a part of living in infamy amongst all of the comedians that performed there.
That wasn't spray-painted by the audience, was it?
No. All of the paid regulars with the comedy store, any paid regular, his name is on that on that wall there. So I'm
so you're there
blessed.
With the greats. Do they don't have people like Bob Hope on there? Or
they do. They do. People. Bob Hope is on there.
You're joking, really?
No, I'm not joking. Richard Pryor, Cosby, Seinfeld. I mean, all the you name it. It's sort of a who's who of stand up comedians, and I'm blessed. Myself and one other gentleman from Alabama is also on there, but we're the only two. Me and Heath Heitch. He does a lot of characters. I did a lot of impressions and whatnot in my act, which our audience, anybody who knows me, has heard several of my impressions. So, but hey, we're coming up here on a break, but. Kevin, we've got some. When we come up to the top of the hour, we've got some at 9 o'clock here. We'll of course pray the chaplet, but we've got some texts which I'll read to you.
Great.
Okay?
I'm looking forward to them. It's all worthwhile. So you mean there's somebody else listening other than you and me just chatting?
Can you believe it?
No. We'll be right back after these words.